To accompany the government's apology for the Dawn raids, the government has committed $2.1 million in scholarships for Pacific people. Honourable Peter William CEO says that the Tuli Takes Flight scholarships acknowledge the importance of Pacific education for families and highlight the need to support and grow this capacity and capability. Here is William CEO.
The scholarships was really an effort to try and support the future generations of Pacific peoples of Aotearoa. And we're calling the scholarships the Tuli Takes Flight Scholarship. The Tuli is a godwit, or the waka, a bird that's known to many, but it's also a bird that's used in our Samoan oratory. It's a bird that flies non-stop between Alaska and to the Pacific region, including Aotearoa, about 22,000 kilometres. And I thought that was a perfect symbol of resiliency, of determination, of aspiration, which is what we're wanting these scholarships to achieve for the next generation of Pacific peoples of Aotearoa.
And what do you believe that these scholarships will mean to Pacifica families and learners?
Yeah, it's a huge support. On the night when I delivered these as gestures of goodwill using our Sua Tali Sua framework, normally when we're gifting in significant occasions, the food for the journey of the future, education is always known by our Pacific elders as the food for generating confidence, resiliency, and ensuring Pacific people thrive. And so when I made mention that education was the food for the future generations of Pacific peoples, there was huge applause of reception, goodwill, and gratitude that were expressed by our community in response to how we as a government delivered these gifts.
And I guess for yourself, looking back as a young person, is this something that you would have expected would have been possible in New Zealand around the 70s at the time of the Dawn raids?
With this, the apology?
Yeah, the apology, and also these opportunities that are being created for Pacific learners.
Oh, look, as a young person, I grew up in that period. I've seen, witnessed firsthand the challenges that our elders had to face and the huge, overwhelming task of trying to advocate to people in power. And so I'd never thought it was possible, and I'm grateful that there were so many people who continued to advocate for human rights, you know, one of them being the Polynesian Panthers, but they weren't the only ones who kept up the advocacy for it. You've got people from CARE, you've got the trade union movement at that time. There were so many different groups. I mean, I didn't realize this, but I even had teachers from my old school, Hooley College, who were part of the protest of that period. It never dawned on me, but I think, as I said on June 14th, when the Prime Minister and myself announced our government's decision, it just seemed like the stars had aligned in this regard. You have a government of people who have strong cultural intelligence and use that cultural intelligence in our decision-making. You have a Prime Minister that recognized the value of culture and not only Pacific, but more importantly, the culture of Māori, of tangata whenua, who are significant, part of our history of Aotearoa New Zealand, but part of the history of the vast Pacific region. So I think all the stars aligned, and I'm just grateful that we were able to play our role in helping the Pacific communities heal, helping the rest of New Zealand understand the harms of racism and discrimination, and helping the next generation of Pacific peoples boost their confidence about their culture and about their ancestral legacy.